But after you left Cairo in 1942, we lost you. They were supposed to pick you up and kill you in the desert, but they lost you 2 days out. That must have been your great journey, not the one to Cairo. I was always a private man. It is difficult to realize I was so disgusted. You were having an affair with someone connected with intelligence. Caravaggio paused. I have to talk to you about one last thing. What happened to Catherine Clifton? What happened just before the war to make you all come to the Gulf Kabir again? The English patient said, I was supposed to make one more journey to the Gulf Kabir to pack up the last of the base camp at Uainat. Our life there was over. I thought nothing more would happen between us. I had not met her as a lover for almost a year. A war was preparing itself somewhere like a hand entering an attic window, and she and I had already retreated behind our own walls of previous habit into seeming innocence of relationship. We no longer saw each other very much. During the summer of 1939, I was to go overland to the Gulf Kabir, pack up the base camp. Clifton would fly in and pick me up. Then we would disperse out of the triangle that had grown up among us. When I heard the plane, saw it, it was already climbing down the rocks of the plateau. Clifton was always prompt. There is a way a small cargo plane will come down to land, slipping from the level of horizon. It tips its wings within desert light, and then sound stops. It drifts to earth. I have never fully understood how planes work. I have watched them approach me in the desert, and I have come out of my tent always with fear. They dip their wings across the light, and then they enter that silence. Clifton's plane came skimming over the plateau. I was waving the blue tarpaulin. He dropped altitude and roared over me so low that acacia shrubs lost their leaves. The plane veered to the left and circled, and sighting me again, realigned itself and came straight towards me. 50 yards away from me, it suddenly tilted and crashed. I started running towards it. I thought he was alone. He was supposed to be alone, but when I got there to pull him out, she was beside him. He was dead. She was trying to move the lower part of her body, looking straight ahead. Sand had come in through the cockpit window and had filled her lap. There didn't seem to be a mark on her. Her left hand had gone forward to cushion the collapse of their flight. I pulled her out of the plane and carried her up into the rock caves, into the cave of swimmers, where the paintings were. I buried Geoffrey Clifton that night.